So, after spending almost every Sunday morning of the past 11 and a half months listening to the Gospel of Luke, at least one thing should be very clear to us. For Luke has been persistent in demonstrating that through the person of Jesus Christ, God has a particular concern for the poor, the hungry, and the outcast. Because from the very beginning of the gospel, when in the Song of Mary she proclaimed that the poor would be lifted up and the rich sent away, to the shepherds who were called to the newborn Messiah instead of the kings, and then Jesus' own declaration at the start of his ministry that he was sent to bring good news to the poor and let the oppressed go free, Jesus is presented as one who is particularly good news to the poor and the marginalized. Add to that the story of Lazarus and the rich man that we heard back in September, and the rather stark blessings and woes that we just read, and we can't help but realize that in these and many other stories, we meet a Jesus who is relentless in his focus on those whom society often deems to be less important, less capable, and less worthy. And if all of that doesn't make those of us who live in relative comfort squirm just a little tiny bit, then we haven't been paying close enough attention. So, on this All Saints Sunday, when we remember and celebrate all the saints of the church, we might wonder what sainthood is actually about. After all, declarations from Jesus like the one we heard this morning make it almost sound like only the poor and only the marginalized have a clear shot at saintly status. But that's really not so. For in our tradition, we proclaim that all believers, all followers of Jesus Christ, are actually saints. And that's not a false hope, but is based on the fact that in the New Testament, followers of Jesus were commonly referred to as saints. So in reality, we don't earn our way into sainthood. We believe our way into it. But as always, belief in Jesus Christ is to lead us to action in his name. Not to earn our way into heaven, but simply because through the Gospels, it is clear that that is what Jesus calls us to do. So we are all saints who are all called in some way or another to share the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ with the world. We are to do unto others as we would have them do to us. And we are to love others as we love ourselves, be they friend or enemy, rich or poor, Jew or Muslim, Christian or atheist, Republican or Democrat, native or immigrant, all those people, no matter their color, their orientation, their gender, or their class. All of them. So sainthood is not for the faint-hearted, and it is absolutely not for the small-hearted, but requires open-heartedness, perseverance, and a true generosity of spirit. And although there are certainly lots of big-name saints, like Mother Teresa or Martin Luther King Jr., whose work shines brightly on the world stage, there are countless more everyday saints who do just that, and who are hardworking and devoted, and who may be found in the kitchen, the community shelter, the food pantry, on mission trips, packing beach bags, fixing houses, serving coffee, handing out bulletins, singing in the choir, or any other place where God's work is being done. So sainthood is available to everyone. And God's love is available to everyone. But it is the saint's job to make that so. Therefore, as we go back and read Luke's gospel, and hear over and over again of God's concern for those who, for one reason or another, are always on the outside looking in, we come to understand that God's concern is to be our concern. Because since we are saints, and since it is our job to share the love of Jesus Christ, we are to be bearers of the good news. But more importantly, we are to be the good news to all of God's people. We are to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, pray for our enemies. We are to love the unlovable. And in doing this work, we will then truly begin to comprehend the values of the kingdom of God, which are so different from the values of this world. Because as Luke points out, in the kingdom of God, the first will be last. The hungry will be fed. The poor will be blessed. The sad will be made happy. And woe to the rich, because their ship has already come in. But what does that say then to relatively comfortable, well-fed saints like us? Well, it may be saying that for many people, the Christian life of service, mercy, and compassion will be a challenge, for it requires more than a glib acknowledgement of the poor and their problems. It also points out that we should not let ourselves be deceived into thinking that in our comfort, we can get by in this world on our own, and we only have to worry about ourselves, because that attitude distances us from God. It removes us from God's people, and it prevents us from doing God's work. And also, all that reminds us that really, none of us are perfect, and in our brokenness, in our sadness, in whatever hunger we have, God stands with us also. So Jesus' pronouncement of blessings and woes, they aren't a life sentence, and you know, they really aren't even a warning. But instead, they're just a blunt reminder of what God considers to be important and what we need to pay attention to. Which all means then that as saints of the church, we have our work cut out for us. Because it is work, and it's not meant to be easy. And we follow in the footsteps of countless saints, both well-known and anonymous, who have left us examples and opportunities for ministry. And we are always invited forward to creatively and generously continue their work. And in doing so, we are to invest ourselves in things eternal. For we have been blessed by God with time, talent, and treasure not to hoard it all for ourselves, but to roll it back into the system so that our blessings can be a blessing to others and have an everlasting impact. So if we can reach out in just one small way, improve even one life, relieve even one hardship, and truly share God's love in even one small way, that will be progress. We will have begun to shine Christ's light into dark places, places that may be desperately in need of that life and hope and love. And as we do that, you know, we will be changed, because sainthood isn't to be boring or static. And it doesn't allow us to rest on the work of others. Instead, saintliness is a dynamic process, and it's ongoing. And it's a process of transformation that will challenge us, enrich us, and even astound us. So, would all the saints of Emmanuel Episcopal Church please stand up? Yes, choir, that means you. There we go. As part of our All Saints Sunday, we, standing within the vast communion of saints, that's all saints, past, present, and yet to come, we are about to renew our own baptismal covenant. And within this covenant, towards the end, we answer five questions in the affirmative. Questions which are critical to our life as believers and followers of Jesus Christ. And in the Episcopal Church, it is within this covenant that we are shaped and formed for statehood. So be sure that you listen very carefully as you agree to do these questions. And then remember that it is only with God's help that we will ever truly be able to live the life that God calls us to live. Amen.
Amen.
Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Here are the questions. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace. In Christ Jesus our Lord.